And so these first poems are all from reasonable distance. And at that time I was using quite a lot of contemporary political reference. And there's a problem with that, obviously, that the references disappear. As famous as another is Charles Churchill, you know, and the greatest poets of the 18th century. Nobody can read anymore because they know what he was referring to. But in fact, politics is just lies and hypocrisy anyway, so just change the reference and they still work, I hope. So these are from reasonable distance. In Aries, in arrears. Light years travelling to you touch home any time by a trifling error. Grant purpose for once the pleasure of the grand style where end has either sense. The least hum could influence the sphere of. One elevates the one thing the other with a trivial remark aimed to please the retrieval system links displaced levels at. Thomas Hood quotes Coleridge and continues, "We must be whirled down the gulf of an infinite series. The hour comes when the glass must be tapped and drummed up for support. The clubhouse starts the gulf links laughing like a great chain of being made apparent to itself. What are those old sayings up to the neck in if they're not up to much, nor it to you? The answer grabs you at a point beyond its grasp, at root level with the eye strain and time filter. But why?" Self-portrait in a 90s bestiary. Eternity's entirety's excuse becoming chaos. Fitting odes to the wrong occasion, see me, marginalian in dream reminiscence, caught in categorical imperatives, climbing up snakes and falling down letters off the edge of the map of Monday, when caveats for breakfast make a working man's day into a lifetime's achievement. Dirges, pal. Watch how my opposite number in companion studies eats his tail, then my hat laps grid. If I am prepared to believe that the timescale has been wiped as a personal matter from the public record, then does that explain the sepia tints developing at once in the shiny, what we used to call, saloon bar? A passable order never quite settles on the things men buy and predecease, remarks the fellow with two heads and half a mind to the barflies and the world-weary oyster. Debt stifles debate. One makes millions, but many of the many only surface, while the tigress burns in infinite redress, shamefaced. The next moment is Bigfoot's last chance to prove fate favours him beneath the fin de siècle moon before it sets out its terms and sets to. On Change and Exchange. A letter to J.M. back in England, 1990. It's not that anyone's obeying orders so much as an urbane impulse vouches for irregular heartbeats and dreamboats, curricular wreck on a day when the pretext's penalties longer than a week in poll tax evaded in advance. The imaginer, arranging and resettling down in the migraine and pleasure syndrome where multi-thou sandstorms, mistaken for the draft from out-of-town developments, half-realizing thoughts in somebody's mind prove inadequate as words to channel tunnels via aqueducts straight back to Rome. A central overheating of the economic entrails above and below, greenhouse ardor forcing market growth out of order or peak of high pressure, sales booming in the sunset that seals not fate's message, but the messenger's fate, as if his dream became a passenger boat and a lone yachtsman's nightmare, screaming down aisles where recession meets recession and horizons come home, lost packets that reason never called for in the delicate light of events no delegate was bound to accuse. The effect is energetic, though the cause is forgotten. Irregular drumbeats sounding panic to the dreamboats, less than shipshape but coasting beyond any expectation, costing ever reckons up into even numbers, or the odds against reimburse. Subject to terms. Libamundi. One dull crisis giving weight to another would make anybody doubt if the original sheets gave a blanket instruction. Worse, the next best things when a one-time outsider through insider dealings loses his paddle and must plead for a moment's stay in the bidding for Ship Creek. Nerves steel where news steals at international level. You got it. Dismayed. Single becomes simple-minded, somewhat faster than the food fit survivors, although subject to terms a bit specific, and who'd be willing to deny more awkward than conditions demanded. Writing's not talking to us as it did, say the B-mens we went through the roof with, then came down on. Ref, B-mens, which having come down on, we can count and see if they outnumber the words in a row, which is a rhyme for how. Which having come down on, we at least and last call ours. If a keyword turns and calls the B-men's names with eleatic precision at the roadhouse on the bypass, which is locally known as the Brotherhood of Man, will they meet with universal acclaim at no particular time? As if the great white whole were absolutely human, I'm telling you everything and nothing, O Theo Machismo, even seems to me to want to change this tune and start a praise song. Summer 1990, an eclogue. Thersis bids again and again, bids adieu. Inside the garden, a renegade's waiting for a second-hand grenade to let fly in the ornament, where echo meets her match in a logical but still not predictable finale. Narcissus, with a farewell speech in his pocket, crosses Rubicon Way in Progress Park, Luton, which nobody should doubt exists. An acu of momentary monetary union starts a little rumpus during dog days nights when cliques come to heel in high places, or let's call it the greenhouse for effect, or a small consideration above and below. Defences let drop like a word in Echo's ear of favour in the folly, mere defiance, ref the slogan, Luton's looking up. To what's not the question, but the second owl's answer might be echo in person, causing wholesale confusion of the realm, a land whose saving grace turns waste paper into trees, says the note signed N in the litter at the gates of Bedlam without mercy. Night looks so modern and recherché, with its back to nature and the interstellar gap where placemen tease topographical allusion to death's door. In the transplant centre to the left of the heartland, let bygones be goodbyes, repeats Thersis. And the last of these, an imitation in a prospect of reasonable distance, for Kelvin Corcoran. In a language like ours, being spoken by a people who are unlike us, There's no way of saying that the words duty-free aren't 100% ontological proof. There's a plain, scrubbed table with our soup and beer and us being put in the picture on the wall there, a true story of provincial insurrection and tough luck. Their words sound the same, but are different parts of speech. Isn't that what the passport officer's trying to explain to the High Commissioner? We can't tell if he's looking us over or looking over us at the corner of the picture where the clouds have faded and the ugly gods of an unknown master show through. The border guards are setting up tables in the northern pavilion. We're setting off home along Broad Street with the Silk Route behind us. I'm quoting from memory, a parallel text on the Altai Mountains.